speaking to Chris McGreal, who's been at the ceremony this morning in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Chris, how's that gone on today?
Well, it's been memorial service in the morning. That was a very somber occasion in parts as people remembered the 40 passengers and crew that died on Flight 93 as they attempted to wrestle control of the plane from the hijackers. And the hijackers plowed it into the ground right in front of where I'm standing now, and where there's a 17-ton boulder to mark the exact spot where the plane crashed. And there were individual family members remembering the dead personally. There were the names of the 40 dead were read out, and a bell was rung with each name. But there was also something of a more belligerent tone to some of the speeches. George W. Bush, the former president, had slightly set the tone yesterday when he declared that they, in fighting back against the hijackers, had launched the first counteroffensive of the war on terror. And certainly some of the more political speeches here picked up on that theme and declared that this was America standing up and saying no. And there was an overt, at times, use of what had happened here to endorse the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and to really really cast it very much in a military style of a military frame, rather than merely as people on a plane attempting to fight for their lives.
Okay. And how was that taken by some of the people who were in the crowd listening to the speeches?
Well, the vast majority went along with it. When George Bush made that kind of speech yesterday, it received loud cheers. The clapping was a bit more, the response was a bit more restrained today because it was a memorial service. And I'd say that the overwhelming majority of people here broadly agree with that sentiment. But there were here and there dissenting voices. I think I spoke to a few people who felt that this was an inappropriate occasion for that. There was one man who said to me that, you know, there was good reason to believe that America had made some grave mistakes since 9/11, and that the country is less safe, not more safe. And he felt that this should be an occasion for reflecting on all of the people that have died since then, Americans, Afghanis, and Iraqis. But that was very much a minority opinion.
Mm. And Shanksville is quite a small town, isn't it? And from what I gather, the memorial there is very large. What's your impression of what the memorial is like as a tribute?
Well, it's a national park. What they've done is they've taken the actual crash site. They've turned that into a large field of wildflowers with the boulder in the middle. And then there's a walkway a little distance away so that people don't walk on what is effectively a grave site in the eyes of many. And then they've bought up all the land around, 2,200 acres in total, and turned it into a national park. That's been somewhat controversial in the area because people say that the land, it's good farmland. I've heard the phrase over the top used, but certainly they feel that perhaps something on quite such a large scale wasn't necessary. Also, they failed to raise sufficient funding so far. So while there are grand plans for a visitor center, an expanded memorial, chimes, and many other things, in fact, all we have right now is the boulder in the field and a wall that was opened yesterday that is 40 slabs of granite with each name engraved in it. And many of the people that came today, not the families, but many others, were actually forced to just stand in a muddy field for much of this service.
Okay, well, thanks very much for that, Chris.